Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to the My Security Media's Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. We're at Sydney Olympic Park for National Manufacturing Week, and I'm joined by Nigel Brown, the Director for Autonomous Technology. Nigel, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so we're down at National Manufacturing Week, and we've just interviewed Konica Minolta.
Yep.
And I understand you're a client in terms of you just bought a 3D printer. But you're in the drone business, so we're going to talk about drones and autonomous vehicles in that sense. Okay. Maybe just talk about your business first. You're in the drone business and now you're moving to 3D printing.
Yep.
And then we're going to have a chat about regulation and everything that's wrong with the industry.
Yeah, lovely. So we sort of started up in the drone industry earlier on before there was even CASA regulations about 12 years ago.
Yep.
We had a large format helicopter system, which we started doing, you know, mining and exploration work and 3D modelling for the mining clients. And then from there, we've been developing aeroplanes, multirotors, and some magnetometer sensors for exploration into the, you know, oil and gas and and gold clients.
You're based in Perth, I understand, so hence a lot more work in the resources mining sector?
Yeah, heavily involved in the resources in that area. So we've also expanded into sort of Papua New Guinea with Newcrest mine sites in the Asia-Pacific region.
Right. So the 3D printing, how does that match now into drones?
Yeah, it's really sort of evolved and given us opportunities to be more flexible with the design and manufacturing of our systems and being able to, you know, bespoke design tailored systems for clients in requirements. There's really not one drone that can do every job.
Yep.
So we've then been able to make, you know, two or three iterations of a drone for specific applications. So it's given us the flexibility to bring manufacturing back into Australia.
Now, this is a Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast, but I've been to some conferences in the last couple of weeks, and drones comes up as a major issue in terms of the risk that drones have or create. What are your thoughts as a drone? I take it you're certified?
Yeah, we're certified with CASA. Goodness. Yes.
As a certified drone operator and business owner, where do you see the risks in terms of these recreational vehicles and have you seen major incidents or I understand a friend of yours was killed?
Yeah, in the hobby industry though,
not
in the drone space, but
okay.
You know, there's definitely a potential for, you know, serious injury there.
Yep.
We really see a lot of conflict between the altitude control limits between drone pilots, recreational pilots, and commercial aircraft.
Yep.
Because with the CASA laws, you know, we're stipulated we should be at 400 feet maximum altitude, and, you know, commercial aviation's flying at 500 feet as the low level, and it's really only 100 feet of separation. So there is a lot of risk there that people that aren't trained by, you know, to get their REPL as a CASA certified pilot, they wouldn't be aware of.
Yep.
And I think it's really only when you become a pilot and you're sitting in the plane, you know, and you've got friends and family in that plane,
that's right,
that you really appreciate 100 feet's not a lot of room for error.
It's also the amount of drones out there. I mean, you just go to a store and see how many recreational drones you can just take off the shelf. There's, you know, without mentioning a retailer, but, you know, I've took a photo and I think I tweeted it about 6 months ago, but it would have been about 30 different drones just in a store, in the city store.
Yeah.
And go for a walk around Sydney or most residential areas and you'll start to see drones around the parks and the like.
Yeah.
What should people be thinking about when they're seeing a drone, and what are some of the clear regulations?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and this is the grey area that, you know, any person that buys a drone from any of these stores really aren't obligated to operate, you know, with a CASA certification. So, you know, it's virtually a freelance market.
Yeah.
And back in the old days where we used to buy a model and go and join a remote control club through NAAA, or, you know, and it was sort of certified unregulated but regulated.
Yeah.
Now it's every park's a flying field.
Well, I was going to say, have you seen things like the movie Slaughterbots and those types, where the payload onto some of these drones can be created? And now we're literally talking about it with a 3D printer.
Yeah. I mean, even payload capacity. I mean, our largest drone's got 30 kilos per engine of lift capacity, and we've got 8 engines on board. So, yep. It's a fair amount of weight we can take off the ground now.
And how's business generally as a drone operator?
Look, I think the business has really been diversifying. We're really pushing the boundaries now with even the sensors we're developing to open new markets. You know, a couple of years ago, exploration work wasn't even on our radar, and now we've been able to integrate and develop sensors for exploration, and that's really large scale mapping, which is a wealth of opportunities for people to contract that work to exploration companies. And
with that was the limitation. I was writing about drones in sort of 2008, 2009, and it was the payload capability. Most of the payloads were built for a helicopter or a light plane.
Yeah.
They really had to bring them down to size for drones. So
we've been heavily involved in getting sensors that are off the shelf and reverse engineering those, or miniaturising the components to get them to a point where we can carry them on a drone.
Great. So where can people find out more information, Nigel?
They can go to our website at autonomoustechnology.com.au.
Yep. And you're based in Perth and also in Queensland?
Queensland, Adelaide, and we're just expanding at the moment into Melbourne and shortly Sydney after.
Wonderful. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for Autonomous Technology, and that's .com.au. Nigel Brown, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much. You're welcome.
Cheers, mate.